Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that. So welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. I'm back after a two-week break. I'm sure it was the best 2 weeks the podcast has ever had. We had three good guests. We had the two Mr. P's and our good friend Max last week from Stateside. So yeah, Keeping Up Appearances is global, if anyone was wondering. And I suppose Max is the proof of that. It's got nothing to do with him being our mate for the past 20 years. He's an avid listener, Stateside. But we're back to the normal four this week, so hopefully you do enjoy that. We've got Coup Day's wins coming up. We have a very good M5 that I think everyone will have an opinion on for this week. A bit of nostalgia in there, possibly. And then we'll end with our famed Keeping Up Appearances game. But as I've just said, we will start with one of our new features of this season, Coup Day's wins. To remind you all of how this works, so I have three sets of questions. Bob, Tosh and Sean will play each other in a bit of a round robin. They will choose which question they pick, so A, B or C. The question will have a number of answers. They have got to bid with each other on how many of those answers they can name in a specified time. It will be 45 seconds, so they will have 45 seconds to name as many of the answers for the question as possible. They will get a point if they win, and nothing if they don't. And yeah, for pride more than anything else, we'll see who wins, Coup of Day's wins this week. Was it a draw last time? Did everyone win one?
Yeah, but it was controversial, wasn't it? Because my internet went off just as I was about to say the winner. So,
right, okay. It's not like you remember that.
I also wanted to say that Bob would have insisted that you mentioned it was part of Leon Osman's House of Games. So you need to start getting that in the lexicon, I think.
Thank you.
Right, okay. There you go. Well, then we'll see if anyone can make it an out-and-out win this time round. As Bob, I think, was last in the last game and therefore couldn't pick the question set, Bob will go first. So the first game will be Bob against Tosh. Second game, Tosh against Sean. Third game, Sean against Bob. Is that all good?
Yep.
Cool. So, Bob, you have your choice between question A, B, or C, and you'll be playing Tosh in this first round of Coup of Day's wins. B. So, question B, and I want you to kind of, after I've said the question, let's kind of bid quickly because I don't want you to kind of be thinking of answers before you're bidding.
Sorry, is Bob bidding first or am I?
Bob will bid first as the home team.
So last week when I cocked up and said 10, this is the game. I thought we were doing last week, yeah. Okay.
Yes, right, okay.
He's just going to get a player's name now when he's first bid.
Question B, which Bob's gone for. So between the 2010 and 11 season up to now, there have been 27 teams promoted to the Premiership. I want you to name as many as you can in 45 seconds. So between a 10-11 season to now, there's been 27 teams promoted. Bob, how many are you bidding for?
8.
10.
11.
12.
Name them.
Oh, I was going to make you name them. That was a bluff. Right.
Tosh, you've got 45 seconds to name 12. I'll take them off my list. 3, 2, 1, go.
Burnley, Watford, Bournemouth, Brighton, Brentford. Huddersfield.
Oof.
God, I'm struggling already. I should have thought it's gone through years. We got promoted this year. Sheffield United.
Yeah.
Luton.
Yeah.
Leeds. Aston Villa.
Yeah.
10, 11, 12. Cardiff, ever said?
No, that's correct. 10 seconds left.
Oh, no, how many more?
Two.
Oh, no. I've gone. Nah, I've gone.
And that's your time up. Gone, unlucky Tosh. Unlucky.
Swansea?
Well, yeah. I was. Swansea,
I actually thought that was quite an easy one there.
All right, sorry, Sean.
No, but I'm actually gutted that I didn't get that one because I know I'll bomb on the next ones.
Right, go on, do you want to throw out a few names?
Bournemouth, Brighton, Brentford.
That's all of
them. Oh. Say the ones you didn't say.
Did he say all of them?
Yeah.
Oh.
Southampton.
Newcastle, Sunderland.
Southampton, Newcastle, yeah. Sunderland, no.
Oh, I'm out then.
You know what? I got too bogged down. I couldn't remember who's come up this
West
year.
West Brom.
Leicester.
West Brom, yes.
West Ham.
Leicester.
Yes.
The other one would you have had Blackpool?
No.
See, so that was in that in my head as well, they were around that time. Said them last week, didn't we?
I'll read them out for the listeners as well, in case they were playing along. QPR.
Wolves, isn't it? Sorry.
Wolves, yes.
Will be.
QPR, Norwich, Swansea, Reading, Southampton.
Reading?
West Ham, Hull, Palace, Leicester, Middlesbrough, Newcastle, Fulham, West Brom, Forest, Ipswich.
Bad. Do you know what? I got terrible efforts, but it just got bogged down. I couldn't remember who'd come up this year.
It's the pressure for 10 seconds.
And I'm literally watching the telly with Southampton on the screen right at the moment, and I didn't get them. Do you know what it is? The 45 seconds is a killer. As soon as you start, you already feel it. You haven't got enough time. Bob did me, because I was tempted to name them, but I went in quick thinking he'll think, you'll get one more out of me. So Bob played the blinder there.
Because I was glad I was not guessing, because I would have done best.
Sean would have got a million, so...
the second one I said was wrong, so...
Oh, that's two of those wins.
Yeah.
Tosh, you play Sean. You can go for question A or question C.
I'll go C. And I'm putting my bid out there now. I'm bidding 20.
Wait till you know how many answers are off this. So, question C is between the 95-96 season to the season just ended.
There
have been 20 FA Cup finalists.
Only 20.
How many do you think you could name?
I like that.
Start with them, please, Tosh.
Five.
Six.
Eight.
Ten.
Nice. That's what year it was again, Callum, just so I can start.
95, 96.
Including that final, yeah.
Yeah.
11.
12.
Oh, he's just trying to make me go. I know his game. I do quite. This is much more up my street. I will go 13.
Go on, name him.
Okay,
three,
then.
Two, one, go.
Liverpool, United, Arsenal, yes. Newcastle, I've already said United, Chelsea, Villa.
Yes.
Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Everton. Millwall, Watford, Stoke,
yeah,
Portsmouth,
yeah,
Cardiff,
yeah.
So I'm struggling now. So trying to do an order.
One more.
Wigan.
No. Callum, did you see that then?
I didn't. One more. Go on. You've got 10 more seconds.
I've just got Wigan.
Did Bob cheat?
No. Yes, he did.
No, I was calling him a wanker.
Southampton. 2003.
Correct, yeah. Just in time, 45 seconds. Well done.
We're all done now, yeah. I let that go, but that's unacceptable, Bob. Unless Tosh, in the next one, you want to give me clues, that's fine.
That's not in the spirit of Coup of Theirs wins. But no, good shout. Well done.
Would Middlesbrough have won one? I couldn't remember whether their one was 96, 97.
Yes. Borough were won. Anyone else? Any other shouts? You've got, other than Borough, you've got one, two, three, four, five teams. One of them's very obvious.
Wait, there's five teams. City? You told me there was. You said there was 20, didn't you?
Yeah, but you've already tipped off Wigan, which was the next one. You actually said 14 then.
So there must be six then.
What?
Moretta's already been said.
Did I not say City?
Yeah. No, I didn't say City, no. That was the obvious one.
I didn't say City when the Champions League.
Said United twice, didn't you?
No, I said them when we working out.
Or
what year? I'll be able to say if you told me the year.
I'm not too sure on the year, to be honest.
Bolton.
No.
1953.
A couple of them are fairly recent.
Palace.
Yeah. One of the more recent than that, yeah. West Ham, Palace. Okay. Two more.
Said Watford, said Leicester. No, Leicester.
I don't think that was the most recent one. Then there's one more. Possibly their only time in the FA Cup final, possibly.
It was roughly the year you think it was.
I think it was like early 2010s, I think.
Hull?
Yeah.
Oh, what a shout. Fair play, Tosh. Cleaned up there.
United, Liverpool, Chelsea, Borough, Arsenal, Newcastle, Villa, Southampton, Millwall, West Ham, Portsmouth, Cardiff, Everton, Stoke, Man City, Wigan, Hull, Palace, Watford, Leicester. Well done.
I think Hull was 2014, because I remember watching it.
In yours, I watched it with you, didn't I?
Yeah.
2-0 up, weren't they?
Yeah. James Chester scored, if I'm right.
I remember, because Ola scored a free kick.
Yeah, I think James Chester scored. But yeah, one of them. Right.
Good knowledge. Well done. So this one is Sean versus Bob. So Sean, you are the first bidder as the home team, but you don't get a choice of question. It's just question A.
That's fine.
So are you ready, Bob? So this question is the 25 most expensive Premier League transfers, and it'll be a rival. So the top 25 most expensive Prem transfers.
If I avoided this one, I'd have been rubbish on this.
Right. Sean, start bidding.
Two. You're on mute, Bob.
Oh, sorry, four.
Five.
Six.
There's 25, you can get more.
Seven.
I think that's hard.
10.
Name them.
Okay, ready. So Kyle, can I clarify? Can you be between two Premier League clubs, or is it from overseas?
They know now.
No, just a rival to a Premier League club. It can be between anything. Just the top 25 most expensive Premier League signings. One. Go. Alex. 10. You've got to get
Paul Pogba.
Yes.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Yes.
Lukaku.
Yes.
Van Dijk.
Yes.
Kepa Arrizabalaga.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mesut Ozil.
Bob, you're dead. Unlucky, Sean, you win. Unlucky, Bob. Unlucky.
I thought you were saving the three obvious ones till the end. They're the only ones I had. Rice, Caicedo, and Fernandez.
I didn't think of any of them.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking any of them.
You want to have a few more shouts for any others?
Di Maria.
Yes.
Alisson.
No.
No.
What's the lowest fee?
I'm not too sure.
Just for a bit of gauge.
Well, no, that's what you needed. And it'd be like untenable. If you get like the 10th one, you might be able to work from there.
Yeah. Guardiola was one.
Oh, was he? Was he that much?
Yeah, he's in the top.
Oh. Grealish.
Yeah, Grealish is second.
Oh, the obvious one.
The lowest was 70 million euros.
Oh. Euros.
I really don't know why I said those. I was fucking stupid, that.
It's great news for me. Did I think not? I got a point.
Well, now you start the game, really? Sean. You
went keeping up appearances.
You put them into it, Sean. You're the... John, I'll some others.
Yeah, go.
And I've got a bonus question.
Okay,
so it was Fernandez, Grealish, Rice, Caicedo, Pogba, Anthony, Guardiola, Maguire, Oh, yeah. Nunes, Sancho, Fofana, Havertz, Pepe, Hoyland, Ruben Diaz, Casemiro, Szoboszlai, and Isaac was the lowest.
I wouldn't got most of them, you know.
I know, yeah. I think there's a good call there, putting them in shots.
There's two players who repeated in the top 25.
Lukaku.
Yes.
Is he repeated three times?
No, twice.
That would have been quite good because we all said that.
Did you have one of us said them, yeah? Has the name been said already?
No.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you read them all out.
Oh, sorry. It's been said by me, but not by you.
Havertz.
Correct. Havertz appears in it twice. Good stuff. So, I don't know. It is, to be fair, but good on him. So what was the score? There was that one.
One apiece again.
Yeah. Oh, it's working this game, isn't it? You're all very tight in there. So
does the person who, if it's one all, is it the person who actually named the list wins, or
it was the person who got the
where I win on goal difference sort of thing, really?
Yeah, I was going to say he's the only guy who's got the tiebreak question, which was Lukaku and Havertz. So you actually win that this week.
Yeah, but he only won because I gave him a clue.
Yeah,
incorrect. I got a bonus one, and I reckon I actually named more. I think Callum said there was 20. I named 13. He said there was only four left. So.
Yeah, no, that was right because you'd said Borough after you'd done your guesses. Then he'd said one, so there was only four left. Thank you. But yeah, well done. One apiece. Good stuff. So we'll move swiftly on from Kuvadze's wins to one of the mainstays of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Over to you, Tosh, sitting in your glory of the tiebreaker question.
Cheers, Cal. Great game. M5 this week, first of all, recapping our last week's one. So in aid of our guest, Max, we had Best Brits Abroad and Steve McManaman romped to victory. So he's joining. It always seems to be midfielders that joining Jason Kumas. It's always midfielders, isn't it? So will he take Fletch with him is the question. Who knows? Anyway, this week, we are going to be looking at a Ballon d'Or themed one. The reason being that it's been heavily rumoured or leaked that Vinny is about to win this year's Ballon d'Or. And that seems to be a bit of a changing of the guard. I've Messi and Ronaldo dominating a bar a couple of years in the last 15 or so. So what we're going to look at this week are people during the Messi-Ronaldo era that should/could have easily won a Ballon d'Or if them two weren't around. So, yeah, any player, again, we've left it literally to that. It could be so for any reason you think, but we're going to see what the lads suggest for that. Anyone want to go first? I feel like I haven't gone first for a while, so I can start, and then someone else pick up the courage to go next. I'm going to go, I think, fairly obvious. I think it's someone when these things are discussed, they often get mentioned, and one of my favourite players ever, which is Andre Iniesta. I think, obviously, playing in the same team as Messi, he was never the best player in his team, really, which is just, he was never going to win a Ballon d'Or, unfortunately. But I think for a spell, there wasn't many better big game players than him. Just an absolute joy to watch, scoring massive goals. You think of that semi-final winner at Stamford Bridge to basically take them to a Champions League. You think of the World Cup final, scoring the extra time winner, against Holland to win the World Cup. He was man of the match in that final. He was man of the match in the Euros final 2 years later. There's probably not many people who've been man of the match in back-to-back major competition finals internationally. And I think in the good old days, even if you think back to 2006, Cannavaro won a Ballon d'Or on the back of winning the World Cup with Italy and captaining. And I think Iniesta was, I know there's a few other great Spanish players around that time, but him and Xavi were probably the two standouts. And in a bygone era that wasn't dominated by the two freaks that are Messi and Ronaldo, I think Iniesta could have easily won it on the back of two unbelievable tournaments. I think I was doing a bit of a research, didn't do too much, but in 2012, that same year, he was voted UEFA's best player in Europe, which I think they do like to do just based around the Champions League and the Euros. So he won that award, which again is a good indicator. He did beat Messi and Ronaldo to that time, but didn't beat them in the Ballon d'Or. So I think, yeah, just unfortunate. I mean, very also fortunate he won a lot of trophies that he was playing in the same team as Messi, so I'm sure he wouldn't swap them. But I think for someone who dominated, I think he's the most decorated Spanish footballer. I read somewhere, I don't know if that's true, because there must be some around that same team who were equally as decorated. But even then, he was in the 2006 team that won the European Cup for Barca, which would probably take him above Busquets. But yeah, an unbelievable player to watch. Just an absolute joy. So skillful. So brilliant passer. Could do everything. There's so many, like, again, I always talk about like montages you see on TikTok or Twitter of him dribbling. Just an absolute joy to watch. Part of maybe the best midfield three of all time. I don't think that'll ever be topped of Busquets and Xavi. Scorer of big goals. Still playing now, looking about 72 years old in Japan. Is it Japan he is?
I think he's left now.
Has he left now? But yeah, as I say, a brilliant, brilliant player. And I think he would have been right to him to have won a Ballon d'Or. I say, I'm not going to say in them years he was better than Messi, because he certainly wouldn't have been. But I think for someone who just deserved it, I think he got a second place one of them years, probably one of them 2 years, I would have thought. But yeah, absolute genius of a footballer. And as I say, that element of doing things in finals that win your team big competitions could have given him a Ballon d'Or. So that Andres Iniesta is my nomination.
Yeah, I think it's very fair. And to have won what he won and did what he did, especially in those big games, it's a shame that he didn't get that accolade.
Yeah.
I think, to be, as you said, though, in that team, probably a few have been hard done by, and the fact that there's probably maybe four or five in that kind of Barcelona team who you probably could have said might have deserved one. Yeah, what a player. And yeah, just a proper footballer. A proper footballer and a joy to watch, and someone who could do everything. And not blessed with probably like physically the best attributes. But I think that makes it even better. The fact that he was so, so, so good. Even though it wasn't like the quickest, definitely not the tallest, probably not the strongest, but let the football be the floor. Yeah, good point.
It's that thing is like, you know, I think the way football was going around before, the likes of Xavi, him, Messi, it was all like, dudes got leaning towards big, powerful players, weren't they? The likes you think of the Mourinho teams before that, Guardiola. Mourinho was all about big, powerful, strong, athletic players. And I think when you see a Guardiola team of Iniesta, Xavi, Messi, Pedro, Villa, all quite little, like beating them, it was the way football's gone now. I know a lot of people bemoan what Guardiola's done to football, but I think now England having Palmer, Foden, Grealish and people like that, you know, they're all probably after what Iniesta, Xavi and Messi did, I think. But yeah. Any other thoughts before we get a second one, or anyone want to dive straight in?
We were given feedback over the weekend that we kind of pat each other on the back with nominations too much and don't critique them, but it's pretty impossible to critique Iniesta, really, isn't it? he'd be in the top three obvious ones, wouldn't he, really?
Yeah, I think that's the thing, isn't it? Like, he just is. Like, how many top threes did he end up in? Do you know?
No idea.
He must have been close at like a handful of times, wasn't he?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely, I think. Yeah, must have been in there. Like, Xavi was in a couple as well, I think. He was just like, people find it hard to split them, don't they, I think.
Yeah.
In some ways, they probably suffered from that, because it was just like, you can't give one of them in and not the other one type thing. But yeah, I always thought Iniesta was the slightly better player.
Yeah.
Right. I'll just have to critique yours then, I think, if mine's uncriticable, if that's a word. Anyone else want to dive in?
I'll dive in, and I'm going kamikaze again.
Who's he playing for? Ago.
Japan.
Kamikaze Lager, it is.
similar to going for Bradley Wright Phillips last week and going a bit, throwing a bit of a curveball in here. I'm just looking at lists of people that were on the nominations and have gone for possibly the most out of place player I've seen in any of the list. I'm going for someone who was playing for Sunderland at the time of his nomination. And if we were going to do a Maroon 5 on one of my favourite topics, squad numbers, and specifically terrible choices of squad numbers, he'd be straight on the island. I'm going to go for Asamoah Gyan of Ghana and Sunderland, who came 18th in the poll in 2010. Obviously, they got the top three that year was Messi, Iniesta and Xavi. You've got Schneider, Ronaldo, David Villa, Drogba. Then lower down the list, you've got Asamoah Gyan, which I just think is quite comical, really. So I think similar to the nominations we're going to put onto the island, I think wedging Asamoah Gyan in there with the likes of Iniesta and whoever you're going to pick is just quite a comical thing, and I'm looking forward to the graphic, really. Got no justification for putting him in there other than for comedy reasons.
I was going to say, did you understand the brief or not?
I did, yeah.
I
kind of did. I just thought everyone's going to go for the likes of Iniesta, Xavi.
One's the fitter,
Ballon d'Or.
He could have won the Ballon d'Or. He came 18th. He was the 18th best player in the world in 2010. So closer than any of you have ever got.
I'd actually love to know who voted for him. How is he getting any votes?
Michael Essien.
Luis Suarez.
Yeah, but Suarez did because he felt sorry for him.
Oh.
Muppet.
I'm sure I'm going to get critiqued there, but yeah, I think so. all you are going to go for the obvious ones, people that actually deserve the largest.
You're right. I think there was probably only three people that could have won one, so you were right to probably go Jam for the fourth.
Everyone's saying he's the fourth most obvious.
Exactly. And if we're doing the winner of the poll gets to kick one off, it's a safe bet for like lack of competition this week. So
you're just intentionally damaging the podcast just to make it easier for me. Fair enough.
Sorry, Sean.
Yeah.
I thought when you said that you were going to go down and like the Bradley Wright first, I was thinking, I wonder if they just token nominated an American, and then you said Sunderland, and I was thinking, I wonder if Jose Altidore was nominated at any point.
Jose Altidore.
What I will say is, I'm going to defend Bob slightly and not really. I do like the idea of a good World Cup. Putting you in the list because that's the World Cup is the biggest thing, and he had a great World Cup that year. And he actually didn't do too bad 4 years later, remember rightly, but he had a brilliant World Cup, didn't he? And obviously, famous for the end not being so good, but like scored a lot of goals in that World Cup. Africa would have been nearly the first African team in a semi final, which has now been done. So I thought he was a good player as well, great dancer as well, which always works for my eyes. That's why I probably sympathize with him.
And he absolutely got the coin during his career as well, didn't he? So,
where did he end up going after Sunderland? Was he one of the first to go like Middle Eastern?
Al Ain, and then went to Shanghai Shenhua. So,
yeah,
clearly did pretty well financially.
Got the best word.
You always pick. You always pick like memeable players or players that you.
I imagine all the gifs of his dancing celebrations.
I love watching a video of Bolo's ending dance with him.
Yeah,
it's great, isn't it?
So, thanks, Bob.
I'm doing it for the content. Me honourable mentions were going to be
realistic ones or
no comical Everton links. So, I suppose this one isn't comical and it's based on the World Cup. Hammers came 19th in 2015, and then in 2019, joint 28th was Donny van der Beek.
Was he, yeah?
I was really tempted to go for him, but
I'm starting to think the Ballon d'Or's a farce.
Yeah.
Well, it actually is. It's probably a bad time to say it. Like, I actually hate this, all this discourse about Ballon d'Or. Who actually cares about the like ballot? Who wins a Ballon d'Or?
Baby Ronaldo.
Cheers, Tosh.
He is right, though. It's kids, isn't it?
But when we were kids, we weren't bothered. That video you seen of Rio Ferdinand when Vinny scored the worst. Remember that in the Champions League final? Yeah. It was Ballon d'Or, Ballon d'Or. Yeah. He's the worst sort of Ferdinand. People. But
racist.
I reckon there, Sean, Bob's suggestion again. We all hate it, but we still made him two good points to keep him in there. So,
I know. <Thank you.
laughs> Which is more than Bob did.
Yep. Yeah, lucky Cal. You're out.
I'd just like to make the point from what you said. I bet you, where was James Rodriguez? 19th?
19th.
I bet you he was higher than the 19th best player in the world at that point. There wasn't 18 better players in the world than him. So I think he's lower than he should have been.
They said the same about Gian as well. There wasn't 18 better than him. Yeah. No way.
Well, there was only 17 in general, and he got a bang on. But
yeah,
right. I think you and Callum should be rushing to follow that one, really.
Yeah, let me jump in.
Go on then.
Right. So this is like, this is a good topic. I mean, not that I'm like particularly on it with the stats and that kind of thing, but as soon as this came up, the main player that came to me is one of my favourite players ever. And I think for the spell I'm talking about, it could be my favourite individual spell of any player ever. I just absolutely love them at this time. He's obviously very much in the same mould in terms of absolute wonder of a left foot like myself. And he's a big game player. That's what they always said about him and me. Or a big boot
big
player.
Big
boots. So... obviously, the player I'm going for is Robin van Persie, who I think it was 2013, he came about sixth or seventh or something in the Ballon d'Or. That was the only time he was anywhere near. But I think around that time, he definitely should have been in with a shout for what he did. So obviously, the year before that, his last season at Arsenal, he was unbelievable as well. But then that United season, it's almost like, if he could have got it for two seasons together, I don't know if anyone... I mean, you say that, I'm talking about like the amount of goals he scored and that, and you know, Messi and Ronaldo would get like insane numbers. But like for English football, his numbers in those two seasons were honestly unbelievable. So he was obviously quite an injury-prone player, wasn't he? I remember when he was first at Arsenal. I know we obviously had them superstars in the team, but he was very inconsistent, injured quite a lot. And then it was in the 11-12 season, his last at Arsenal, the first time he'd ever played 38 games in one season. And he hit 30 goals, 11 assists, which, if I remember right, it was almost like a bit of a late surge to kind of bump Arsenal up the table. I think they were struggling around that time. And then obviously he does the unthinkable and moves to United. He was swayed by Alex Ferguson. And then in that time, he was kind of touted, wasn't it, as like, Van Persie will win us the league. Because they just lost the league to City, hadn't he, the year before with that Aguero goal.
Yep.
And it was like, get Van Persie in, win us the league back. Even got the number 20. He was number 20, wasn't he? Because he was going to bring them the 20th title. That's how much kind of confidence, or maybe you could say pressure, he had on him. And then in that season, he was just absolutely incredible. He did everything that was expected of him, took them to the title, gave Ferguson the ultimate send-off. And yeah, just generally at that time, it was almost like, you probably think loads of the country maybe wanted them to fail after like committing that almost like treachery of going from Arsenal to United. But at that time, I just absolutely adored him. I just thought he was an unbelievable player. Across the two seasons, he scored 56 goals. So they're the only two seasons in his career. He's played the full season, played every game. He scored, 56 goals, 20 assists. Which, like, those numbers actually are insane. Go on.
It was especially good because he almost died one of those seasons as well when he got the ball abuse of the Zeb.
I don't even remember that.
Ashley Williams boosted the ball at his head from point blank range.
Oh, I do remember
Ferguson
that. Yeah.
Went mental saying he could have killed him. So another one for the content, Sean.
Yeah. That one will be funny as well, just like the ball was ending one. So as I said, he was also known as like a big game player around then. And then I think what tips it over the edge for me, other than the two unbelievable seasons, the fact that he was just quality, was that hat-trick against Aston Villa to win them the title, featuring arguably my favourite goal of all time, which I think some of you think is overrated, which I think is insane. But
that volley he scores against Villa is just unbelievable. And it almost put like a little stopper in. And I think the story of Van Persie's 2 years there, like, we know Messi, his last Ballon d'Or was all about the story, the big World Cup thing. They love a narrative, don't they? And you think, yeah, if they weren't around, I think Van Persie's story maybe could have been explored a little bit more, and he maybe
because he nearly died
a little bit higher. Yeah, he came back from the dead to win the title for the boss, and the magic number 20. But at that time, yeah, as I say, could be my favourite spell those 2 years of a player. He was just incredible. I love Van Persie. So
his catalogue of screamers rivals possibly only James McFadden.
Yeah. They did people do say
and Letiz.
Nah. Yeah. And another thing in his favour is that Piers Morgan hates him.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got obviously, yeah, just for that. Is there anything else happened, or is it just for that? Just for the move?
I don't know, but he gave him the most lame nickname ever in Robin Van Persie Strings. So,
Bell End. I forgot about that. Yeah.
I hate that gammon prick. So,
yeah, I hate him. He's the worst fella ever, isn't he?
Legend.
But yeah, there's my shout anyway, Van Persie.
I actually think I'm gonna cause a bit of controversy here, but I'm with you, Sean. He's one of my favourite type of footballers. Maybe the sweetest left foot to ever play in the Premier League. Asamoah Gyan's more Ballon d'Orable than Van Persie. I don't think Van Persie's Ballon d'Or at all.
That'd be a good headline. Ballon d'Or.
I don't think it's enough. He didn't do anything. not enough in a. It's just the league. It's not. Whereas a World Cup stepping up.
No. That's absolute nonsense.
Well, you tell me one person who's won the Ballon d'Or on the back of having a great season in the Premier League.
Does that not tell you that the whole thing you've just said about the Ballon d'Or being a joke, is that not it? Because all
the Ballon d'Or these days,
it's the world's best player, though, not just the Premier League's best player. So
exactly.
I agree with Tosh, and Asamoah Gyan was better than Robin Van Persie that season, wasn't he? So
no, he wasn't.
He was.
Honestly, I don't even know what to say. Yeah.
No, the point I'm trying to make is now again, I think Van Persie, that he's obviously scored that goal in a World Cup, which was obviously an unbelievable. He might have scored two or three in that. But from my memory, when they got to the final, he didn't in that same World Cup as Gyan. I think Gyan would have had a better World Cup than him, despite Holland getting to the final.
Why does that matter?
Because it's the World Cup.
Asamoah Gyan came 18th.
The Premier League, just like, you know, what you've said is you are right. I'm being a bit devil's advocate here because I love Van Persie. But the first year of the 2 years you said, all he did was just get Arsenal just about to fourth.
But that's not his fault.
It is.
But I'm saying it's not some monumental achievement to just about go.
But it's not. But
it's not Ballon d'Orable, is it?
The Ballon d'Or is not a team. It's not a team award. It's an individual award.
But that's what I'm saying. Like the equivalent to you finished fourth last year. Aston Villa, so we're giving John McGinn the Ballon d'Or because he got took them to four.
I would.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like
John McGinn did the first season.
Asamoah Gyan came 18th in 2010. Robin Van Persie nowhere to be seen. So make of that what you will.
Got a direct comparison there, Sean. So
I didn't realize it. We were only based on 2010. So sorry.
Both of Iniesta and Gyan are both in there for the top 20. So
yeah, so you've shot yourself in the foot because only one of them can win. And it ain't gonna be Gia.
I didn't realise he scored 30 in a season. How often does that happen?
Exactly. It's unbelievable. And Tosh is going,
shut up.
Haaland scored about 22 already. Not even that's October.
I didn't realise he scored 30 in like a
and then he goes to Man United.
I thought you meant all competitions before.
Man United win the league every year, he won him another one.
But they also didn't win the league every year. Then did they?
I'm going with Bobby as Gyan. Gyan, I'm putting Gyan. Iniesta, quite a big distance, and then Gyan.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Iniesta in second, or?
I'm so glad I get the vote, yeah. Bob, you're safe, mate.
I'm still chief executive of M5, so I get the deciding vote, really.
You do not.
get the bonus question right on Q&A's, mate.
Yeah, I did get the bonus question right.
Good luck. Good luck.
And I got Hull.
When you were waiting for me, did you decide that was the new rule?
Yeah.
Good did Jan play for Hull?
No.
No.
Don't think so.
Bruce, you not take him over now?
That would have tipped him over the edge, wouldn't it?
Now we're talking big game players.
Sean, good luck. Good luck getting the pod recording when Asmo Jan's not on the island.
I think, I just think that I know Jan didn't actually win the World Cup and got knocked out in the quarters probably because of him, but I don't know. There's just something about like Eladj Diouf would have probably been in and around it in 2002, and rightly so.
But that, no, not rightly so.
What?
Not rightly so. Asamoah Gyan's, I'm calling out, bottle job. How'd he miss that pen?
Anyone can miss a pen.
Yeah, we shouldn't have.
Van Persie, ever missed a pen, Sean? Or?
Well, in that moment to take your country into the, was it the semi-finals? Absolute bottle job.
He scored in the shootout, then.
Suarez was in his head there.
Watching, obviously.
Watching from the dugout and everything. Absolute muppet. So no, anyway,
I think you're being a bit racist there, Sean.
Oh, come on, you can't do that. Don't put that on me toes.
I can and I have.
Let's see if he kicks out the black man then. So that's the only one to decide. He's got the deciding vote. Right then, go on, Callum. We've just kicked Sean's. Sean's is not even going to get nominated at this stage.
Speaking of black men. Callum.
Very point. Well, there's been one player who's played for Everton who could have possibly won a Ballon d'Or. I think the person I'm going to nominate is maybe one of the only other players who actually realistically could have won a Ballon d'Or who's played for Everton. I am going to go with Wayne Rooney. I think someone who's had the career that Wayne Rooney had, I think it's so overlooked. I think like disrespectful. He retired as Manchester United and England's top goal scorer, which is like, for someone who you'd say he wasn't like a goal scorer, he didn't score loads of goals. To finish as the top goal scorer for the biggest club in the world and also the top goal scorer for England is just like insane, I think. I think that's just so like overlooked. He was probably known by the fact that he didn't have the longevity in his career that he probably should have had. But to start when you're 16 and, you know, do what he did at such a young age, you know, at 18, he's probably maybe the best player in the world at 18, 19, possibly, or you could definitely make the argument. So the hat-trick on his Champions League debut. Carried Man United through a lot of years, captained them, won everything. The way people talk about Messi and Ronaldo, and Messi particularly, like there's no other player like him in the world that hasn't been. I'm not sure there was a player like Rooney throughout his career or there has been. Just a special type of player, one of a kind, could do everything, could play anywhere on the pitch. Yeah, I just think like it's such a shame that he didn't get that kind of individual accolade. And he's probably one of them who was, if you had to ask a lot of the players at the time, a lot of the managers at the time, who they thought the best players or one of their favourite players, I think Rooney would have been in the conversation for all of them. I think there's a lot of like Mourinho talking about him and stuff and Guardiola talking about him, how much they loved Rooney. There's a clip of Mourinho saying he would have took him anywhere. He could have had him. So yeah, for someone that good, I think he's so underrated. And yeah, we probably won't see a player like him again, maybe. So yeah, I'm going to go with Wayne Rooney, that he should have had a Ballon d'Or for what he'd done over his career. I think he was just a special player, could do absolutely anything with the ball. Big moment player, big game player. I think it's a fairly simple nomination, but I just think it's a shame he didn't get that accolade. And he was actually in the conversations with like Messi and stuff, I think, at that time. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Wayne Rooney as should have, could have won a Ballon d'Or.
I think that's pretty solid and kind of backs up we kind of hate the Ballon d'Or and all the gimps and the kids who rave about it with the Messi Ronaldo debate. And Rooney's almost become a bit of a meme because he's put on a bit of timber since he retired, and people say like, look at him at 38 compared to Ronaldo at 39, whatever, Ronaldo's still ripped and stuff, and people just almost look at Rooney as a bit of a joke figure, forgetting what an absolute genius and, as you say, what a one-off player he was.
think you're right, yeah. Bob.
Good suggestion. I didn't really come into my head, that one. I think it's a great one. Very Ballon d'Orable, if you don't mind me saying.
Yep.
I think that was, yeah, what it was. I forgot to say that, but yeah, he really is Ballon d'Orable.
Great comedy character as well. Like, should do an M5 on best football tweets and he'd be straight up there, wouldn't he? So,
what are your thoughts, Sean?
Yeah, again, like, absolutely love Wayne Rooney. He was just, he definitely, if the world was like, not the world, it's a bit intense, but if the Ballon d'Or was fair and wasn't just like all about the PR and all about this little rivalry that was going on, Wayne Rooney would have had a Ballon d'Or. He definitely should have at some point. Or like, he deserves more. It's almost like if you can look back on a career, which effectively might be what this is, if you could go back and give accolades, as Bob says, he shouldn't be that joke. He should be like a hero now.
He's like, how many players have been, like, realistically, have been better than him in, like, yeah, in the world in the past about 20 years, kind of thing. There's actually probably not many.
No. Not at all. Do you think, though, based on the fact that he was, like, almost like a major part of bad eras at the... It's like his career could have gone totally different ways, couldn't it? Like, he's one of, like, the figureheads of the England team that bombed in Everton. Likewise, the back end of his United career, he didn't really do much until Van Persie came on the scene, of course. And then,
but again, then no, he's part of maybe United's ever greatest ever team.
No, I know, yeah. But I mean, I'm talking about like the recency bias that some people have. Where, like, yes, people forget, as like Callum says, people forget how good he was at that time. So then, almost where he left, and then because you remember when he became the top goal scorer, it was almost a bit like. He was almost considered, I don't know how old he was, but he was considered like a bit of a fat old legend, wasn't he? Oh, get him, Rooney's finally done it. He'll be off in a
probably
bit.
Probably like our age now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Probably how old he was. Like, you felt like
I often get called a fat old legend as well. So. I think as well, yeah, I don't know. I do know what you mean, Sean. I think that's a good point because he was like that, like, you get to... Probably came back to Everton at 31, 32, and he was pretty much done then, wasn't he? But yeah, as Callum said, for 15
top scorer that season.
15 years at the top and like an unbelievable football. He scored, obviously had seasons where he scored 30 or goals, but was more than that really, wasn't he? He was a number 10 and he was a dribbler. He had everything.
Selfless, wasn't he?
Well, whereas he had obviously playing with Ronaldo, who was quite the opposite. And up until Ronaldo, that season before Ronaldo, when he went to Real Madrid and he scored all them goals, you would have maybe had Rooney over Ronaldo, I think, or maybe still after that. But just looking there, just on that, Rooney only finished in the top 10 of the Ballon d'Or 3 times in his career, and he never finished higher than 5th. It's mad, isn't it?
That's just a joke.
That's like, not in the only top 10 3 times, that you think, for someone, there won't have been many better footballers over that era. But again, as sort of the point I was trying to make for sure, maybe there is a bit of an anti-English bias that, you know, playing in the Premier League.
I also think it's a bit of like an anti-Divi bias. Like,
he's just not glamorous enough.
Yeah, he's not. He's just a big dope, and he's not like Erling Haaland and that. They're the perfect players, aren't they?
Like marketable.
Yeah, they're very marketable, whereas Rooney's not. He's just a big idiot. So what are you going to get from him in interviews and that? They're not going to get anything for it, so...
Again, though, he still was, you know, he was the face of Nike, wasn't he? He was the, you know,
he wasn't the voice of Nike, though, was he? Didn't let him speak.
It's very true. Yeah, I wonder if there is. How many players would have won it playing in England over that time? Ronaldo won it once playing in England. Did anyone else won it playing in England? Since Michael Owen?
No, two of them, really. Even Haaland didn't get it when he definitely should have won it.
Another one for the content, Sean, that great United advert. I think it's for some form of wine.
Where they're all like looking at the window or whatever.
Yeah. Rooney shows off his acting chops, so get that in.
Or the one with Rooney in the jeans and all that, where they're all going out for a night out, all the United lads.
Or the picture of him with the lollipop. That's one of the best pictures of a footballer ever. That genuinely is that. If he would have won the Ballon d'Or, he should have had that on the screen behind
him. It's like when Roy Keane says he rang up Robbie Savage and like says, like, you know, Robbie Savage's answer phone machine was like, "What's up?" And he said, "This book's not like, I can't be signing that." The Ballon d'Or probably looked at Rooney, that picture of Rooney with the big lollipop, saying, we can't be having him first. Are we saying then, well, I can remember what we said for the obvious one, are we saying Lewandowski?
I think so.
Just because I think without the COVID year, not have the, didn't have an award in 2020, I think everyone's pretty certain that Lewandowski would have won that year, so he would have had one. So we're going obvious. I think an honourable mention, which I thought might have got Neymar maybe as well. I think he, when he was nominated a couple of weeks ago, he was the one I was thinking, but I thought it was hard with him being quite a similar player to Messi and like, obviously playing at a time when Messi was still dominant. That's why I couldn't justify that, because he's just obviously so similar. But
is it, again, sorry, Tom, is there something in that though, that like Neymar and Rooney were both in the shadows of the
maybe Messi Ronaldo? Good, fair point actually. I think for me, a bit like Rooney and Neymar, if you're asking me, they're the top five players of the last 20-30 years. I think I'd potentially have both of them in, so I think but was there any other honourable mentions we've missed, do we think?
Dwight McNeil.
Yeah, okay, move on then.
Rude.
Sean, have you got the power to get rid of one?
I do.
Shall I just cross off on Percy now, or?
Nope. You might want to look further up the list, Tosh.
I've got them going across, so they'll just be our names if it was up the list, though.
Yeah, let's get rid of you then. Right, so, yeah, I'm going to go this week. I genuinely, when Asamo Jan came up, I thought, right, you've made it easy for me here. But then Tosh has almost won me round to the point of, if he's so Ballon d'Orable, he's got to stay in, hasn't he? But at the same time, someone's got to go. So Iniesta, you're out, mate.
So who is it?
Iniesta.
No, who's the four? I'm just thinking of the future comedy graphic.
The four is going to be
that's
my job, innit? Oh, sorry. I forgot.
Sorry.
I forgot you're the stakeholder or whatever you called yourself before.
CEO.
That's obviously, Sean can't take any scrutiny of his picks. I'm just making notes of that for next week so I can get my thing. Oh, we should be arguing in this, should we? You stick up for Asamoah Jam once and that's it.
No, the scrutiny is not the problem. Do you know the main reason I've done it is I almost think it's too obvious. Yeah, I think it'll walk the poll.
Jano.
No, Iniesta. I think Iniesta, like, realistically, it is the correct answer.
Yeah, go on. No. I can actually sympathise with that one, so, yeah. And now, obviously, Jan coming into it probably evens the field up a bit, because that will be getting no votes.
At least one.
You probably will forget to vote, Bob.
Yeah,
so.
You don't even vote, yeah?
I do. I always vote, but often not for my own.
Yeah, rightly so.
Right then.
Rude.
Nominations then for players unlucky not to have won a Ballon d'Or in their career. We have Asamoah Gyan, Van Persie, Wayne Rooney and Lewandowski as the obvious one. So as always, get yourself over to our socials, get over to X and vote in it. Let's see who can get over to the island with the rest of the lads. Right then, should we get our featured game this week, Sean?
Yep. Hey, do you know what would be funny? I've just been picturing if Gyan did win and all the lads were on the island, they'd go to him, "Hey, what are you here for? What category did you win?" What are you laughing at, Tosh?
Nothing, just something from Griffin.
No.
So you want to read out on the podcast, because you might not want it, but he said, If he orders me an Andy Millman doll, will it keep playing it during the speeches? You having a laugh?
So, after that absolute shambles of trying to pick a game, we've got
loads
three
of suggestions.
Yeah, not no good ones, though.
Rude.
We've got our three games in. We've got Everton, Newcastle, Chelsea against Forest, and Brighton against Tottenham. Let's spin the wheel and see which game we're playing with this week. And it looks like it's going to be Chelsea against Forest, which is much to Bob's pleasure, as he gets to say, his catchphrase.
I'd have thought my catchphrase was something like, for fuck's sake, but...
Yeah, probably.
I'm glad you said that again, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of things being marketable, let's get that on a T-shirt. Right, any thoughts on the match?
Chelsea looking quite good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Annoyingly. Obviously, you've got Cole Palmer, so anything's possible.
No, yes.
Absolute baller. Forest won there last year, if I remember rightly. I think
Forest have started quite well, haven't they, as well this season?
Yeah. They were still unbeaten. Were they unbeaten until Saturday?
I think they were, yeah.
And bad result, though, against home to Fulham after all the good ones they've had, haven't they? But yeah, I mean, I think they'll be all right. But yeah, I actually think, if I remember correctly, they had quite a similar start last year. They had a few good results and then obviously stopped. So it's just going to make sure they continue. But yeah, hard to see past Chelsea the way they are. Chelsea look like they can just score so many goals. Yeah, they had about 9 disallowed for offside in the weekend, didn't they? We watched that match today, weren't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I lost track of all the footy we watched at the weekend.
We did watch Everton 3 times, so.
And 3 episodes of Gavin and Stacey. So.
I've watched Match of the Day about 6 times since I got home, so.
Oh, 3-0 Bournemouth. Sorry.
Right, should we do predictions?
Let's do it.
3-1 Chelsea.
Mm-hmm. 4-0 Chelsea.
Ooh. I think Forrest will score. I'll go 4-2.
I was going to go 3-2. So.
What did you say, Callum? 4-0.
4-0.
Anyone get it right last week, Tosh?
No. Max had 2-2. It was 1-1, wasn't it? The derby, Atletico Real. I think it was 1-1, wasn't it? I think Atleti scored very late on. So Max right. Closest.
Let's get our number then. So yeah, you know the score now. Same numbers as ever. We're gonna get a random one. And this week it is 332.
My number.
I know.
Three,
3-2. Yeah. Trying to work out if it's acceptable to do Richard Gough again.
For Chelsea or?
My head's battered here. I just can't.
Cheers.
So tired.
I can't be bothered.
Yeah. If we have to think, right, what are the listeners thinking when they're listening? Are they enjoying this?
They got this far, they're going to finish it, aren't they?
You what?
They got this far, they're going to finish it, aren't they?
I don't know. I'm worried you're not going to finish it.
I'm actually, I'm done him. Right, come on then.
What a song of the week, by the way.
What song should have won the Ballon d'Or?
99 Red Ballons.
Oh, I like it.
Gold by Spandau Ballet.
99 Luftballons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same song, but yeah.
You tell the Germans that.
Well, understand me.
More likely to win if you're from Germany as well, as we've discussed.
True. Yeah, so a non-English song.
Stefan Raab, Wada Hada Do Da Da.
Should have won
Eurovision.
Yeah, maybe you should do, yeah, injustices, songs involving injustices,
if there's any justice.
We've had that before.
Are you seeing Lamar again this week? You only mentioned Lamar. So
it should be song of the week every week.
I actually had to, I was with Hannah's sister yesterday, and on the telly, do you remember David and Cary Grant of Fame Academy?
Oh, very well.
Yeah, she's been ordained now.
Oh,
She got ordained on this whatever program was on, and I had to explain Fame Academy to Hannah's sister.
That was a great show. I feel like we've had this conversation before.
No, we have, but yeah, it was just because it was really relevant. I was watching them yesterday.
What was the headmaster of Fame Academy called? Was he involved? One of like the main. Like, he was like a headmaster.
Nigel something.
Rio Coco thing. He was like, you know, he was sort of like, because he sort of did it like it was sort of like a school, didn't he? They were like teaching them how to write songs and all that, weren't they?
Yeah.
And he was like that. He was the headmaster. Like, what was his name? I can't remember.
No.
Let us know, listeners, if you do.
Yeah. I can't believe you've just said, oh, your head's battered, that you put so much thought into that.
I reckon if I was on form, I hadn't banged my head 3 times over the weekend, I forgot that.
Right, come on, pick a song.
If there's any justice.
The winner takes it all.
What?
Ballon d'Or, the winner takes it all. Ballon d'Or themed, should have won it.
Nah.
Okay.
I think
we go for 99 red
Luft ballons.
Okay, Luft ballons then.
Is it still called 99 now?
Yeah.
Surely the Germans say 99 different, don't they? But I think you're right.
What would it? I don't know. People aren't stupid. Also, people don't listen to the song, so
don't worry about it. Listen to the podcast.
Come on, you always kick me when I'm down.
The way I judge how many listeners are, I listen to our song the week and then go and listen to how many times that's been played on Spotify, and assume that's what our listeners have been. Who sung that? Is it Nina? Who sung 99 Luft Ballons?
Nina. So, yeah.
Close to Lane, who should have won Eurovision twice, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, less about that. Let's get on with it. Come on.
Yeah.
We've had our fun now.
Lovely. Tell your face.
Oh, are you doing the quotes?
Is that a quote?
You know.
I genuinely don't.
We'll tell your faces. Callum knows.
Oh, yeah.
Les Dennis.
Yeah. Sorry.
I've got two and absolutely no one's picking the first one I've picked. I've got a few.
Okay, go on. Right, let's get our answers in then. Can I have a volunteer to go first?
I'll go first. I've only got one. I'm going for a Chelsea player. I couldn't name you that many Forest players, to be honest. I was looking at possibly, for that amount of time, like maybe 8-plus seasons, aren't you, really? 7 or 8 for Chelsea, given that probably played a lot in the cups and stuff over the recent period of 10 to 15 years or whatever. I will go for another player that actually maybe ties in with what the M5 and the fact that possibly a bit underrated and probably should have done a lot better than he did do, given how talented and good he was. I'm going to go with Eden Hazard. I think he's probably there for the right amount of time-ish. But yeah, we'll see. I know he suffered injuries a bit, didn't he? But I think he was there for a long enough time to amass a good amount of appearances and would have played. Whenever he was fit, he would have played. So yeah, I'm going with him.
I had them on my list, so cross them off.
That's usually a bad sign. You crossed them off before I said it?
No, cross them off because you've said it.
Oh, right, okay. Could be on to a winner then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go next then, Rob?
I had quite a few Chelsea players. And a couple of them could have been potential M5s. Potentially going to go for Didier Drogba or N'Golo Kante, but I don't think Kante was there long enough. I'm going to go for Cesar Azpilicueta.
Spell his name, nice one.
Type in Dave Chelsea, because that was his nickname.
Can I go next? Only yeah, because... I mean, I don't know if Bob has dismissed Drogba for any reason, but when he said, I'm going to go for Drogba, I was actually gutted because that's who I'm going for. And I haven't got it in me to think of another player. So I'm going to go Drogba, please.
Right then, sorry, I was just in the process of checking the other ones. I just went, I'm trying to go all these days. So my first one was Dennis Wise, I was thinking
Dennis Wise as well.
Thought he obviously was there for ages, but obviously started at Wimbledon, didn't he? So I thought you're talking not the whole career, but enough. Not really sure. He could easily be like 200, could easily be like 450. So I'm not going to go in. I'm going to go with someone I've got even less of an idea, but I think a Chelsea legend from the 70s, football maverick, I believe. Peter Osgood, I'm going. Who was supposed to be a brilliant footballer. I think of that. First year, he would have been what before the money era. I think many people would have had him down as Chelsea's greatest ever player, or certainly up there.
Isn't that great video? Kante saying Peter Osgood as well.
Oh, I'm not
sure. Get that in for the content.
The content, Sean, you've got so much to do this. What are you saying? We don't deliver, honestly. How many pictures have you got?
You just say stuff that I've got to then do. Also, how good can a video be of Kante saying Peter Osgood?
It is funny.
I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, yeah, I've heard his voice, to be fair. His voice is great. Sounds like Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, are you watching it now, Bob?
Yep.
I can hear it.
I'll play it through.
And then can you play Bolo's End and dancing as well, please, for your headphones?
Yeah. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Yes. Dennis Bergkamp. It's your husband. Frank Lampard.
It's great.
It's like one of Sean's TikTok videos, that. Dean Whitehead.
It's like one of your TikTok. Oh, wait.
I had some great idea for content for this. Don't you worry, Sean.
What?
I'm over the age of 30.
I got given some old Shoot magazines this week, so wait until I can deliver something from there.
Did you? Where did you get them from?
No, in work, give me them.
Oh, boss.
Some fantastic content, which I will be not putting on TikTok. So. Right, results are in. And there is a turn up for the books.
Oh, dear.
So then, results are in. Our four guesses are in. I think reasonable guesses for the big number, apart from one. And that was with 508 appearances, so 176 out, Cesar Azpilicueta.
Is he that many, yeah?
I think so. The computer was really slow and the tabs were mixing up, so I don't know, let's just assume it was Sean's. But yeah. I think that was right. I think
I've got a big problem.
I reckon that's the fairest Bob's ever been out.
Yeah.
I also reckon in probably how many games we've done 8-9 this year. Probably I bet you his other ones didn't end up to 176 added together.
Yeah. So, also, this is the first time I'm assuming I'm not going to win. The first time I've not won all came last.
Yeah.
Great.
Did you win last week as well? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just on a roll. Right then. Yeah. Next, all the guesses below that were less than 50 out with 381. So 49 out was Didier Drogba. So Sean in third place this week. Still a good guess that I thought.
I gave him it.
Yeah, but Sean didn't have that written down. It's like on Countdown, you should have to prove it.
I can't prove it.
Well, you've written it down now, obviously.
No, I haven't.
Well, I seen you.
I was going to write Peter Osgood down as well.
Well, you would have had more points, wouldn't you? You would have done.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to the real Chelsea fans here as well. That's the difference between me and you. In second place, with 356, Aussie, Peter Osgood, 24 out. And then Callum wins this week, Eden Hazard, 352, so 20 out. So four in it between me and Cal. But not the closest to winners, but obviously that was a difficult number. So fair play to you, Callum. Back from the States with a bit of ball knowledge, I'd say.
Yeah, been revising, mate. That must be one of the. Do you reckon that's one of the furthest out winners we've had?
Yeah, probably. Probably similar, but there's probably been similar ones. But
it's not too far away. Like realistically, I think realistically that's what people would be playing this game.
Yeah, 20 if they were playing cheating,
like,
yeah.
Like Bob.
Yeah, well, I'm happy.
And these are terrible things, Sean.
I needed to get some points back after missing the last couple of weeks.
Fair enough.
I think you said MVs are terrible things, Sean. If you want to go back at him, I think.
I'm not jealous.
Keep fighting. it's what the fans want, apparently.
Right, let's look at the league table then after another good game of keeping up appearances. So, unofficially bottom, we've got our guests who are on 5 points. And then officially bottom, we've got Sean, who's on 14. Callum, even after missing 2 weeks, is still in third. He's on 16 points. Tosh is in second on 21. And then Bob still in front on 25. But I don't think that lead looks too big anymore, Tosh.
Nope. Yeah, I've noticed a bit of fallacy with Bob now.
Yeah.
I'm also looking at the lead table. Bob's been bottom twice. I've actually not been bottom yet this season. So
when was Bob bottom?
There we go.
Brentford, Southampton. I've got him down as 1 point here in the league table. But he's obviously quite a lot of fours and fives.
Yeah. He's right.
Just some of the Opta stats of the league, if anyone's interested.
You what?
Nothing. I'm trying to find
it. So I was just like, just wrap it up. I want to go home.
Thank you for listening to this week's Keeping Up Appearances podcast. I feel that was a very fun podcast. A good M5, lots of good debate, lots of good talk, some crazy shouts. I'm sure you've all had your own opinions. If you can, vote on our poll on X to see who you think deserves it out of the ones who made it through to the poll. Maybe even comment your shout too. We would like to see them and see who you think. Possibly you agree that Gian should have been in there. You might even have more of a sideways look at who should have won a Ballon d'Or. But yeah, please do interact with us as much as possible. Head over to our TikTok as well. Look at our videos. Hopefully, we'll be coming with more content. So yeah, please try like, share, comment as much as you can and keep supporting the podcast. We do appreciate it. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Well done to myself for winning. European stuff. I forgot who won for a second there. Yeah, a big win for me after 2 weeks off. I needed it.
Wins or whatever it's called.
Yeah, and Tosh done really well getting Kuvadeh's wins, the tiebreaker questionnaire, so well done to him for that. We did change the rules later on, but yeah, well done to Tosh for doing that. What a great player he is at Kuvadeh's wins. So please share as much as you can. Tune in next week and we'll see you then.
Another classic.